maybe an old-fashioned house around here that had the kitchen, you know, away from the main house.
That's the way I was built on. It didn't even touch the house. And I know, though, of one family that had the kitchen and dining room were the kitchen. I guess they ate in it, too. It was way away from the house.
Have any idea why that was done?
Yeah, some kind of fire, I think. And maybe because it heated up the house. I don't know.
Heat during the summer?
But think about how cold it would be in the winter.
That's true. Well, did you have any kind of maybe a room right off the kitchen, you know, where you might keep extra dishes or canned goods?
Yes, yeah, a little storage space. Canned goods.
Have you ever heard people talk about maybe a lot of old things that they had around the house that really weren't good for anything anymore? Maybe like a broken chair, but they just couldn't stand to get rid of it. They just say they had a lot of old
antiques. Yeah, I've heard of it. I got enough antiques already in my house without hanging on to anything.
Is that the same thing as what some people would call just junk, you know?
Well, I guess maybe so. Some people go around to these antique stores, you know, and buy a lot of antiques, but they're usually, you know, polished up. Fixed.
Have you ever heard of anybody having maybe a separate room in their house where they keep all these old broken down pieces of furniture and things they didn't want to throw away?
No, sir, not really.
Haven't heard of anybody having a junk room or something like that in the house.
Well, I know Mr. Musier, they had a bed in the room and they kept a lot of things in there, but they had a bed in there in case some of the children go back there and sleep, and they call that side room, I think, or something like that.
Well, what would you call yourself doing, you know, when if you get up early in the morning and go around the house and maybe straighten up something here or dust a little something there, you know? What would you say you were doing?
We're cleaning up the house?
Cleaning up the house. You do that pretty regularly?
Yeah, I do it pretty regularly. Last Saturday morning, my husband stayed. He don't work on the Saturday. The nigger don't. We mopped this whole house out. He swept it and we vacuumed it and cleaned up because we'd gotten in the mess. We didn't dust the furniture Saturday. With all the doors and windows open, you have to dust that furniture every week. You don't, but I dusted this back here yesterday morning. Because with air conditioning, you don't get it dirty.
Talking about cleaning up, what do you call the thing that you sweep with, you know?
Vacuum cleaner.
Either that or a
broom.
Have you ever seen one of these old-fashioned brooms that was just all made out of this broom straw?
Yeah. I've seen those shug mop, too.
Is that right?
Corn shugs. My mother had one when I was little. And the girls, they didn't have linoleum or anything, you know.
They had
any linoleums. It's had pure floors, and they keep, you can imagine keeping the kitchen floor clean. And it's just out of wood with no paint or anything on it. But they give that kitchen a good scrubbing at least every Saturday, maybe. And then they scrub it with those shug mop. I don't know how they made it. You scrubbed it and you rinsed it out with the broom.
Well, you know, it used to, women usually did one thing. On Mondays, you know, with the dirty clothes and everything, what would they say that they would do?
Wash day.
Well, was there any other particular chore they'd do on, you know, a certain day of the week?
Well, Saturday they usually clean up the house, you know. When women went to the field and worked, you know, which they did a lot of times, but Saturday they stayed in the house and cleaned the house up and got ready for Sunday. So.